Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and today we have with us Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging and Family Resource Management Agent Janae McNally. Good morning, Janae.
Good morning.
Oh, boy. I know everybody's been running around and doing tons of stuff, mostly for all of the fair things and all of the stuff that's going on, but today we get to touch on a little bit of self-care while caring for others.
I do. You know, we all, like you said, have been busy throughout the summer, but I'm kind of gearing up for a class that I have coming up here in the month of August, so just next month. But I wanted to kind of talk about every day in the U.S., over 10,000 people turn 65. And, you know, their care may at some point be the responsibility of maybe family or friends, which means that most of us will care for a family member or know someone taking care of a family member or friend in our own lifetime. So a family caregiver is anyone that helps perform daily activities without receiving any sort of pay or compensation for their assistance. And, you know, over time that can be a lot. Maybe some have to quit their job or maybe change things in their own life to take care of others. But helping care for someone can be stressful, especially when you may not feel completely prepared to provide that care. So whether you're just starting to provide care or you've been doing it for a while, I really feel like this powerful Tools for Caregivers class, we taught it last year over in the Meredithine District, but I'm excited to bring it to the Frontier District here, which is Franklin, Osage, and Rander Center, anyone within your listening area, to talk about this class, Powerful Tools for Caregivers. It's a 6-week class that will help as a caregiver increase the self-confidence. Maybe we don't feel very competent to provide the care that is needed. We'll talk through some of those assessments and help you gain some self-confidence. And it also comes with stress at all different times. And we'll talk about managing our emotions during that because we'll have lots of highs when we have great days and there is occasionally the low days. And so how to manage our emotions with that. But also talks about enhancing the communication. So keeping the whole team and who's on that team to provide care for that loved one or that friend and helping them locate the resources that we have here in the area. So the Area Agency on Aging is great, you know, maybe their local doctor, but what important services are they needing and how can we get the services for our loved one or friend? And then we're also going to help them set some goals for their self-care. You know, everyone needs to take a break and get some respite from time to time. So it's helping them know that and helping them set up goals for their care. Maybe it's taking an afternoon one day a week or 2 hours and do something for yourself so you can step away from that and care for yourself. Because if we're not caring for ourselves, then we can't provide the great care that we need to for our loved ones or friends. So this class starts on Thursday, August 15th, and it goes through September 19th. It's on, again, 6 Thursdays for that time period, and it starts at 1:30 and goes to 3 p.m., and we are excited to be hosting it with the East Central Kansas Area Agency on Aging there in Ottawa, so it's going to be located there on Main Street. We do ask for registration so everyone can receive a copy of the caregiver handbook that we provide, so if those that are interested or have further questions want to call 785-828-4438. We will help answer those questions and get you enrolled for this class, Powerful Tools for Caregivers. And some people may be thinking, I don't need this right now, but there may come a day where you do need this. Or you may know someone who needs this or is going through this, and you can really help them through this process.
That sounds like a wonderful idea. I think we spoke about this before. It's kind of like put on your oxygen mask in the airplane first, and then you can take care of the others around you. If you're not restoring yourself, you can't look after others.
Yes, you have to take care of yourself first and make sure all of your needs are met.
Make sure there's enough energy to go around. All right, with any luck, the phone's going to be ringing off the hook before and after the lunch hour.
Yes.
But get folks signed up. The more people that take these classes, the more classes can be offered, so... All right. Well, Janae, thanks for taking time out to join us, and we look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you so much.
Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredosine Extension District 4-H Agent Carla Hightower.